Back at the Classic of the Country, I'm Matt Coy, and I'm joined by assistant basketball coach for Toledo University, that being Haley Yon, in her first year as assistant basketball coach at Toledo. And Haley, thanks for joining me here. And Haley, you mentioned you've been to the Classic many times before here. What keeps bringing you back to be a part of this event?
Yeah, the level of talent that they bring to this tournament every single year. Can't discredit the food, too, the chicken and noodles and all the good hospitality, but the level of talent from all different divisions, from different states as well. So the consistency of the talent and the level of the community and the hospitality every single year.
Obviously, a lot of great high school basketball players playing here. You were a high school player at one time. You were telling me back in North Carolina. Talk about just what it was like for you growing up as the basketball player in North Carolina, and also eventually went on to play college basketball at South Carolina as well, right?
Yeah, I loved it. You know, I grew up playing, like you said, from when I was little, since I was 5 years old, and played for a great high school team in Northern Durham, and then had a great high school coach and was able to play at Coker College in South Carolina. Just being immersed in the basketball, and I loved it so much. I ended up coaching. I always wanted to do that since I was a junior in college, and loved it in high school. So to continue to give back to the game, that was, it gave me, is huge for me.
So you kind of knew you were probably going to go into college coaching, right?
Yeah, I did. Like I said, I had a great high school coach, and my junior year of high school, I was like, I might want to do this after I finish playing college basketball. My dad coached in high school as well, so I just started to get to introduce myself to the men's staff at Coker and different connections and things like that, go to a few programs that developed me professionally, and yeah, lucky enough to get in the college ranks.
At Toledo now here, give us a sense about your overall college coaching background then, I guess.
So after I graduated college in 2015, it's aging me a little bit, but I was the director of ops for 1 year at High Point University, and then was an assistant coach there for 3 years. Moved on to Miami, Ohio for 4 years, and the last few years at UNC Wilmington down North Carolina, and now at Toledo, which I've absolutely loved so far.
Let's see, talk about Toledo, just being here at Toledo, what that's been like so far.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's a little cold. It's a little cold, and the snow kind of got me a little bit. I'm from the south, so I'm not used to it, but it's been amazing. You know, Toledo has one of the best fan bases in the country, consistently in the top 30 in fan attendance in our games, and I've really felt that, and the support they have for you know, our players, but also the investment. I think that's the big thing that drew me to Toledo, is the investment in women's basketball. You don't see that everywhere. You don't see 3,000 to 4,000 people cheering for you at a game every single night, no matter if it's freezing cold and the snow out, or if it's a, you know, sunny day. So really grateful to be here and love it so far.
Haley, at the Classic this weekend, and how has maybe recruiting changed even for you in the MAC here when it comes to NIL, you know, the transfer portal, all that kind of stuff? How's that kind of affected the MAC schools in Toledo, do you think?
Yeah, man, that's a loaded question. You know, I think that the NIL and the rev share has affected a lot of the recruiting game, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, recruiting the best players that fits where you're at. And what we look for at Toledo is kids that are competitive, that, you know, can pass, that have a high IQ, that can shoot it. So as much as everything else is changing around us, the type of kid and type of person and player that we recruit doesn't. It's also the same.
Haley, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Toledo assistant basketball coach Haley Yon at this year's Classic in the Country.